January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir ourselves, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends. We're on the road.
Primetime show, inaugural edition of the Trump 2020 Club Tuesdays, brought to you by Sutherland Nissan, the best place in town to get a brand new or slightly ridden automobile. All right, anyway, we got a lot to talk about tonight. We're going to get into that. We got the market to talk about. We got stuff out of Washington to talk about. Christopher Wray, Susan Rice. But we also have something else to talk about. We got in the studio with us tonight a candidate for state attorney general. So we're going to get right to that. But first, let me introduce everybody. Back in the saddle tonight is none other than the union boss himself, from doing union boss business, as well as hitting a few golf balls around. Know,
it's always fun doing business when you're playing golf the whole time.
That's right. So, that, of course, is
a nice career, right?
The chairman of the board, Mike McBath. And, of course, that laughter that you're hearing can belong to none other than Randy Ross, and he is now a permanent part of the American Adversaries Trump 2020 Club Tuesdays
awesome.
Around here.
Thank you so much. Thanks to U.S. Marine and Sutherland Nissan for sponsoring. It's exciting.
Absolutely. You both are big assets to the show, I must say. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist Christopher Hart. On the bridge tonight is Pete Paquette, and we are coming to you live on FM 105.5, AM 660 The Answer, also now on your Alexa devices, always on AM660TheAnswer.com, and of course you can still download the free Answer Orlando app if you have not already. All right, as I said, we got a lot to talk about, and we are here live. 407-774-8255 is the number. I'd like to introduce you, ladies and gentlemen, to a candidate, I think the prime candidate, the number one candidate, who is right now in a Republican primary, and we hope that she'll win that primary and go on to win office of Attorney General. I'd like to welcome to the show the Honorable Ashley Moody.
Well, thank you so much. It is great to be here with you guys.
And I said that word honorable on purpose, didn't I?
Well, I appreciate it, certainly.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you, where are you from, and what have you done?
Well, I'm just going to start right from the beginning because I am not a name known to politics. I am not a politician. running against all politicians in my primary, but I grew up.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. I grew up in Plant City, Florida, which is a small town right outside Tampa, really close to here. You probably know where it is.
Yep.
Born and raised there, publicly educated, went to the University of Florida. And we were talking about it. I'm a triple Gator.
That's right, a triple Gator. That's amazing, Ashley.
Both by degree and generation, believe it or not. I think I had a choice. They told me I had a choice. Degree in accounting, master's in accounting and law degree. I later got a master's of law in international law from Stetson University College of Law. Started practicing law in Tampa with a large law firm doing business defense work. Became a federal prosecutor under George Bush when he was president.
He appointed you to be a federal prosecutor?
Well, under Paul Perez, who was the U.S. attorney here in the Middle District of Florida.
I see.
I was a federal prosecutor both in Jacksonville and in Tampa, prosecuting gun cases, drug cases, fraud cases, you name it. I probably had some sort of hand in it. And became a judge in 2006. So I served on the bench over a decade. When I became a judge back in 06, I was the youngest judge in Florida.
That's amazing.
Were you appointed or elected?
I was elected in Hillsborough County, which is the fourth largest county in the state.
As a circuit judge, I take it.
Okay. So I sat both, we refer to courts as appellate courts and trial courts.
Right.
Well, the circuit judge in Florida, unlike any other judgeship,
does both. Right.
Yeah. So I sat in both capacities, which is great for the role of attorney general because you write legal, you give legal opinions, you do all the appeals on behalf of the state of Florida. So the AG's role is very vast. So
what do they actually do? Like, everybody asks me, what is it actually? How does it affect me? How does it affect every average everyday people?
The attorney general's role probably affects the daily lives of citizens more than any other elected office in Florida. If you think of the AG as the top cop, that's the nickname that's given to the role of AG, top cop or top prosecutor. You're dealing with the safety of the communities, protection of the Constitution. In terms of affecting the daily lives of Floridians, this role is very important, and it's one that I am always jumping up and down and telling people to pay attention to.
I can tell. She's got a lot of
That's smart because a lot of people just wouldn't envision that. I mean, that is good that we actually know why it's important you're so vastly trained.
We're speaking with Ashley Moody. Mm-hmm. She is candidate for Florida Attorney General. She was a federal prosecutor. She was a circuit judge in Tampa. She's running against some other individuals in the primary. Do any of them have similar experience?
No, not at all. All of my primary opponents are sitting politicians, none of which have any experience in our criminal courts.
Have you been endorsed by anyone?
I've been endorsed by Attorney General Pam Bondi.
That's awesome. That's
about 35 sheriffs across the state of Florida and 11 state attorneys.
And that's I think we have 57 counties.
And I'm still working on it. Yeah. There's 67 counties. And I'm
67.
Still, these are just the ones I could get around and meet with. So,
we have 57 states, 67 counties.
And if anybody else out there wants to endorse me, I'd be happy to have them on the team.
I feel like she should be asking us the questions because she's the smart one.
She's on the other side this time. We're the ones conducting the investigation
are. And I am happy to be grilled.
Now, she happens to be in town because she's heading to a fundraiser tonight, which is, we know it's late telling you about this, but it is open to the public. It starts at 6 o'clock, goes to about 7:30, and it's going to be at 1515 International Parkway up here in Lake Mary.
Yes.
But we're sure to have her back on the show again in the future. And give you more opportunities to meet Ashley. Facebook page, website?
Absolutely. All of the above. You know, I didn't do social media as a sitting judge for reasons I probably don't need to explain.
Yeah.
So this is all new for me, the social media thing. So I'm learning how to use emojis. When somebody's really positive, I do a thumbs up. When they're really critical, I do a thumbs up. It's great. I'm learning every day.
Yep. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm well known for being computer illiterate myself. It was a big deal when I started using the emojis and stuff. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, learning all, you know, the transition going from judge to partisan candidate is a huge transition. Yep. I had to give up my judgeship. I had to resign my job in order to do this. My husband is a career law enforcement officer. We both feel very passionate that our attorney general, top cop, needs to be somebody that has professionally worked with law enforcement and understands the political, the pressures on law enforcement these days. And so we are excited about this campaign and what I can bring to this role in terms of support for our law enforcement men and women.
You said you did do Facebook and website, but you didn't give them to us.
Oh, yeah. Elect Ashley Moody. Elect.com is the website.
Okay. ElectAshleyMoody.com, and you just spell all that out. Ashley is spelled A-S-H-L-E-Y.
See, and if I was used to this, I would know to give it to you.
Actually, I shared it today on the Trump 2020 club
and
page.
Ashley Moody, I believe it's Facebook.
Okay.
So I just want to give her a chance real quickly. I know she's got to leave, but you know, we talked offline. You said it would be okay to ask. Some people have painted you, at least your opponents are, sometimes of being a liberal, which we both know is not true. Can you take a moment and address that so we can kind of nip that in the bud?
And,
yes.
And tell the folks what they've already done to you in terms of fake news type stuff.
This is great. So I'm learning in politics that when you have a lead, strong, energetic candidate that's picking up momentum, what the people in the party will do to try and stop that momentum is accuse him of being a liberal. So I needed to talk to Donald Trump about how he handled this, because they did the same thing to him, demanding that he not be in the Republican Party. And, you know,
well, he fought back.
And, you know, that's all you can do. You just have to say, you know, look here, I've been a Republican my entire adult life. I've been a Republican since college when it wasn't cool to be a Republican.
Boy, you know, you're way ahead of the times,
especially at UF.
So, you know, I registered as a Democrat when I was 18. As soon as I got to college, switched my party. I've been my entire adult life. Joined the ranks of those who made the decision to be a Republican, like President Trump, Vice President Pence, who used to be a Democrat, Attorney General Pam Bondi, President Reagan. Right. So I'm proud to join this group of people who have strong Republicans and made that decision to do so along the course of their lives.
Tell the folks what extent they have gone to try to make that connection stick with the so-called text.
So some of my opponents will send out, one of my opponents has sent out a flyer putting Bill Clinton's picture, Hillary Clinton's picture, Corinne Brown's picture,
and my picture without the wig.
Yeah. And called me a Clinton liberal. And then one candidate made up a text message exchange and pushed it out.
That's crazy.
And then at the very bottom in small print, they said,
This is not a real text message exchange.
Wow.
Yes.
We say around here, politics like professional wrestling. It can be a messy business.
It is a messy business, but you know what? It makes us stronger candidates. It makes us more resolved in our positions. And I tell you what, it's a humbling experience to be a candidate, but I think it makes us all better servants of the people in the long run.
Yeah.
Going out and answering tough questions and making sure that we stand ready to present our positions, and I'm doing that.
Yeah. Awesome.
And that's why we call the show The American Adversaries, because we have an adversarial form of government, and it is through that adversarial process that we can make one another better and stronger, or we can tear each other down. But the electoral process is a test period to test the candidate's mettle, so to speak. So you can thank them for testing your mettle.
Yes, absolutely.
Ashley, how many miles have you put on just traveling the state? I mean, that's amazing what you've done. Look at them both.
Thousands of miles every month. And, you know, I'm a mom.
Right. That's why I'm amazing.
My priority is getting back to my young son. And I think the perspective of a mother of a young child is just very unique for this role. Mm-hmm. I don't know that there's been a mother of a young child that's tried to run statewide. And so we are making it work. I'm learning how to work very efficiently in a car. And I probably put 10,000 miles a month on my car.
We're speaking with Ashley Moody. She is candidate for a Florida attorney general. She's in a Republican primary now. So when the primary rolls around, you'll need to be registered as a Republican in order to be able to vote for her. And we're going to encourage that. Also, you can go to her website, ashleymoody.com. And I'm sorry, electashleymoody.com.
Electashleymoody.com.
Same thing. You can find her on Facebook. Do you have time for me to ask you one or two quick questions about
that? That's why I'm here.
Okay. Do you have any priorities? Sanctuary cities. What do you feel about that? Illegals in the state.
You know,
what do you feel about this and crime?
It always makes me laugh when people try to say, are you going to support sanctuary cities or the elimination of sanctuary cities? And I said, let me get this straight. You're asking the top law enforcement officer in the state whether they're going to comply with the law.
It does seem absurd, but yeah.
Entire focus as attorney general will be enforcing the rule of law. And, you know, there have already been 17 sheriffs in Florida that have partnered with ICE to make sure that they can keep criminal illegal aliens in jail and make sure that they are deported and available to ICE. And you have to commend them for that.
Would you be willing to put pressure on a local locality that is not wanting to do what you want to do in terms of following the law?
I've already been, as I travel the state and talk to sheriffs, I've already been talking about the importance of the rule of law to the stability of our civilized society and what that means. And so, you know, absolutely. And working with them to ensure that they can do it within the law. And, you know, every once in a while, we have judges throw us curveballs, and we've got to figure out a way that we can still enforce the law and make sure that we keep illegal criminal immigrants off our streets. And so I commend these sheriffs, and I don't know if you've kept up with it, but we were just talking recently about somebody actually came out, and a group was actually protesting some of these sheriffs that were trying to enforce the law.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they'll be out there protesting you, too, before this is all over. Once again, we're speaking with Ashley Moody. She is candidate for Florida Attorney General. You can go to electashleymoody.com to help her out, find more about her and her campaign, and also on Facebook, Elect Ashley Moody. And Randy's already put it up on Trump 2020 Club Facebook page as well. And do you have any other priorities?
You had asked about priorities, you know, whoever is the AG, and we're confident it's going to be me come November, but the next day you are going to have to start tackling this opioid abuse. We lose more people to overdose death now than we do to car accidents and gun violence, which is unheard of.
No, I saw, Ashley, they lost
15 people a day.
Right, more people than they did in Vietnam.
15 people a day in Florida.
Like over 50, ugh,
and so, you know, as a former drug prosecutor and the wife of a DEA agent, this is something that is very important to me. And something I believe I bring a unique perspective and background in order to tackle it that not any other candidate that is running can do. And so this is something that is very important to me. And you have to know that my focus and my attention and my drive will be bringing those numbers down.
One more question. And I know this is sort of out of your ballywick, you might say. But are you troubled by what you see going on in Washington, D.C., and the way law enforcement and the Justice Department has been apparently misused for political reasons?
Well,
what would you do in the state of Florida to try to prevent anything like that happening here?
Well, let me just say, you know, the reason why we have such a strong government and we have outlived now the majority of great empires, the average lifespan, is because we have institutions that are free from bias and are above reproach. And so even as a judge, if there was ever a doubt of impropriety, a judge is expected to recuse yourself so that, not that the process is actually fair, we want it to be actually fair, but we also want it to be perceived as fair. That is just as important. And so somebody that comes from this system and has been on both sides of the bench for so long, I more than anyone understand what it means to have a system of justice that is free from all sense of bias or unfairness.
All right.
And again, it's not just the reality, it's the perception as well.
All right. Excellent. Well, I know you got to go. Thanks so much for being with us tonight, and we look forward to having you back on the show again.
Great job.
Thank you so much.
Right.
I appreciate it, guys.
It was really good.
Really nice to be with you.
If you
want
to put somebody in the job that's qualified for it, Ashley Moody is the person. All right? She's a candidate for Florida Attorney General, the only one with the kind of law enforcement background of the candidates in the Republican primary. ElectAshleyMoody.com, Elect Ashley Moody on Facebook. Once again, good luck to you, and you guys travel safely.
Thanks.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. You are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show on our very first Trump 2020 Club Tuesday, brought to you by Sutherland Nissan. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499, jerrysmb.com.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 slowdown starting at about Longwood, and they continue westbound past downtown and past the turnpike. Doesn't clear up until after Lake Buena Vista. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to about I-4, and then you're slow and go to about Pine Hills. 408 eastbound is fairly clear with the exception of some slowdowns in the Azalea Park area. 408 westbound is congested until about John Young Parkway due to an accident that is going eastbound. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, you are listening to the American Adversaries. This will be a bit of a short segment. But once again, the Ashley Moody, high-quality candidate there.
Really nice.
I'll tell you what.
Really nice. I really liked her.
Yeah, absolutely. And once again,
Chris, we talk about high energy, too. That's the main thing I like about this woman. She's traveling up and down the state. She knows what she's done. Look what she has done.
Yep.
Accomplishment.
And she's a woman.
Right.
And like it or not, that's going to be important in the fall.
You're not kidding. It's going to be real important.
And this is the kind of candidate that we want, period, regardless of gender, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She's smart. She's qualified. She's energetic. And she's ready to take the job
on. And she will enforce the law.
And that's the main thing.
That's what we all want.
That's what you would want out of Attorney General.
I know, and that's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, we would like to have one at the federal level that would get around to enforcing some laws. I mean,
maybe she can counsel with him once she gets elected.
Yeah, no doubt. Once again, we are proud to announce that today is the inaugural edition of the Trump 2020 Club Tuesday American Adversaries. And it is brought to you by Sutherland Nissan, and we're so proud to have them as a sponsor and so proud to have Randy Ross as a part of the team
here. It's been a great year. It's been a year that I've been on and off.
Yeah, we all auditioned you pretty good.
I know.
Yeah.
So it's been a lot of fun, and we appreciate the opportunity. Look forward to bringing on some very wonderful guests in the next period of time. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah. And, of course, we encourage each and every one of you to join us and join the Trump 2020 Club. It doesn't cost anything to follow on Facebook. If you want to be a formal member, it's only $20 a year, and you're going to get real up-to-date updates on a regular basis, daily, almost daily basis. And once again, that's all Trump 2020 Club on Facebook. And one reason why we want to get everybody signed up as much as possible is we want to demonstrate to the world the enthusiasm that President Trump still enjoys in this area. And I know it's out there. I hear it everywhere I go. People I don't even know, they still see that Trump bumper sticker on my car.
They see mine, too. Yeah. I can tell you by the scratch marks in this.
The president's coming into Orlando on
Friday.
Of course, I don't have any of the details. We find out almost when everybody else does, right?
Sure.
My phone has been blowing up for the last 24 hours for people I don't even know. They're all so enthusiastic. They want to go to the airport. They want to find out if there's a way to just see him. Where's the motorcade? Where are they stopping? It's an amazing amount of enthusiasm, and I think that goes directly to the candidate.
All right, we'll be right back. All right.
To the candidate.
All right, we'll be right back.
They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut.
impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
The American Adversaries, weekdays 5 to 7. Christopher Hart.
Rick Scott, he and Nelson both are vowing to fight offshore drilling. I must say, it is the smart political move.
Mike McBath.
So the marijuana stocks were heading down here today. I just wonder, though, I mean, I'd be a little scared if I put a lot of money into a business, and, you know, this is always hanging over me.
Well, this
because it's not clear.
Insights, interviews, your reaction to today's top stories. They are the American Adversaries. Afternoons at 5, right here on Central Florida's conservative news talk source, FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 slowdown starting at about Longwood, and they continue westbound past downtown and past the turnpike. Doesn't clear up until after Lake Buena Vista. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to about I-4, and then you're slow and go to about Pine Hills. 408 eastbound is fairly clear with the exception of some slowdowns in the Azalea Park area. 408 westbound is congested until about John Young Parkway due to an accident that is going eastbound. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
This is former professional wrestler Roxy Astor. I love to wrestle, especially when it comes to politics. For the best in political professional wrestling, I listen to the American Adversaries on AM 660, The Answer, WORL. I'd go to the mat with these guys any day.
Okay, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. And speaking of fighting women, like, was that Roxy, I think?
Oh, yeah.
We just had a woman who's ready for the fight in the studio
with us. I'll
tell
you, she is terrific,
Ashley Moody.
Chris, I am so excited about getting a chance to meet her and just hearing her story and what she offers the Floridians.
Yep.
I'm ready to vote.
And she's endorsed by Pam Bondi. That doesn't hurt.
Yep. Right
there, so. And 30-something sheriffs, 35
yeah.
sheriffs.
Yeah,
and she's
yeah.
traveling. Thinking of people she meets that will vote her, because once you meet her, you'll go, oh, boy, this is somebody I want. Because normally we don't meet the candidates.
I like that she's not terrific. A politician, too. I like that she's doing this for all the right reasons.
Yeah.
Right.
She's kind of like
yep.
Trump.
Yep.
yep. Good
all
for
right.
her.
All right.
We're
so
happy.
Mike McBath in the studio. Randy Ross, of course. Now he's going to be here every Tuesday, Trump 2020 Club Tuesdays.
Woo-hoo.
And I'm Christopher Hart. And in the studio with us also now is The Rock, the firm foundation of the American Adversaries, the shrinking rock.
No, the thin man. The thin man.
Yeah.
No longer hello, Jello.
You're always solid. All right. But we're here. We're live. And we invite you to give us a call at 407-774-8255. Now, Mike, you were out last week on some union boss business.
Right,
did
right.
you give any of them an earful down there about this national anthem business?
Well, you know, and it's
by
funny.
By the way, did you hear what Jim Brown said yesterday about Colin Kaepernick?
Yeah, he's not a friend of Colin Kaepernick's actions. He believed Colin should stand. And
that everyone should stand.
I believe that most of the players, my general consensus, talking to the older, more mature players who have been in business and work, I'd say it's 90% means stand up, buddy. And then the other side of it, besides what we believe is right for the American people, the American flag and everything, is, as we've talked about, Chris, is the economic side of it. Why would you go out and do that and immediately offend over 50% of your ticket buyers and sponsors?
That's the most ludicrous part. I don't get it.
Crazy. Even if it had nothing to do with loving America, the flag, or anything else, you're not too bright, and it is economics. But I will say, really, 90, and Chris, you know, you've been around the players at the UCF event and everything else. I would say 99% of the people we talk to are 100% behind the idea that we support our military and our flag. And, you know, our good friend Reggie Brantz just got back from touring. He was over in Germany and a few other places at the military bases, and he just got back a couple days ago, and he said they loved it. You know, they brought a bunch of former Redskins in there, mm-hmm. and the cheerleaders, which they loved even more than
that.
Well. You know, but he said the military just loved it, and they're 100% support.
All right. Also, the market was up today now, a little bit, but it had a couple of nice days while you were away.
You know, Chris, if it's not up 700-800 points or down, I'm not that interested. No, actually today, this was limited volatility today. Your spread between the high and the low was about 284 points, which sounds like nothing when we've seen, 1,100 point spread. But we ended up the day 39 points. We closed at 24,640. The 10-year T-bill, which hit 2.9 last week, that panicked a lot of people, now settled down at about 2.83. The thing to keep in mind has been 564 days before we've had a 5% correction. So that was really the longest period without a major correction since World War II. So, I think the numbers will be there. I do think we'll see 4% plus, in the GDP. And if we see that, then guess what? The market's certainly not overexpensive at this point. So we'll see where we progress.
To the president's credit today, mm-hmm. the small business outlook numbers came out again. Mm-hmm. And once again, record numbers, never been measured. Small business optimism, not just that the economy is going to get good, but that they are now optimistic about expanding their own businesses.
Right, right.
Which, means hiring more people.
That aren't overwhelmed with capital. They have money, some are. But the point is, we're seeing them getting that confidence to continue to move on and build these businesses, which, then the other thing I saw today, which I had to laugh, iPhone 10. Mm-hmm. Did you know AT&T now is doing a 2-for-1?
Really?
How about that? Mm-hmm. With iPhone 10.
That's
now,
amazing.
Because in the spotlight was Apple, which moved up again today. And Apple actually came out and said they're going to pay, most likely, which means they're better, in April, a special dividend. And, that's a company that keeps their money real close to the vest. But, you're seeing
this
all
is on
these...
top of them announcing they're going to spend $350
that's
billion.
That's exactly
dollars
right. This is just another little perk, But they bring in, as we all know, hundreds of billions of dollars in revenue. So
right.
Good for them.
What are you hearing from some of your friends, Randy? Are they beginning to feel the effects of the tax cut?
Yeah, I get emails all the time, of course, from Trump 2020 Club folks, right. Letting me know it's real. We hear it all the time. I'm actually hearing, though, uniquely from a lot of the liberals that didn't vote for Trump. Because now I go to the grocery store and I don't have to worry about if someone sees my Trump T-shirt, right?
Get him.
That used to be my concern, but anymore, I have the same lady I go to every time at the grocery store, and she's like, I didn't vote for him, but I'm liking what I'm seeing. Because they're, how could you not like it? And I think that's what the good news is.
And they are coming out of the woodwork, and all, like you. When you're out and about, the people who would never really identify
right.
are now admitting they voted for Trump, and better yet, they like Trump,
right?
Which is really
and hopefully
nice.
And obviously the goal is that they'll vote for him again in 2020.
Right.
That's the key.
What they like is the results,
mm-hmm. right?
Which is what we knew was going to be his measurement,
that
was why we were supporting him, because we knew he was the one who could get results.
You're not
right?
kidding.
Who would go outside the box, so to speak, and get things done where another politician couldn't get it done.
I think what Randy should do is help the supermarkets build their economy, because this new food stamp program is going to take money out of the supermarkets. So, Randy, next time you go to your supermarket,
yes,
let me know an hour in advance and which one it is, so I can call them and have them put a special on eggs.
What Aubrey is talking about is
the box program.
As people are looking more and more into President Trump's budget rollout yesterday, people got caught up in the big numbers. Oh my God, it's going to bust the budget and stuff like that. But if you look into the details of the budget, it actually cuts back on a lot of social programs and reorganizes others so that they might be more efficient. And what Aubrey's talking about is he proposes that for people who need food assistance, that they no longer get the quote-unquote food stamps, which today is – they used to be actually stamps. But
right.
today it's a plastic card with a credit on it. Instead of that, they would get actually food delivered to their house.
And that's an interesting idea.
It's an interesting idea from, one, the perspective of people who are scamming the system are going to be less apt to scam the system. And two, the food that they're going to get is going to be far more nutritious than what they spend a lot of the money on.
I think that's a terrific idea, because now we know it's going for the right reason, not drugs or anything of that nature. Right.
They're still going to get an EBT card with some money on it for other things. But food cigarettes is going to be non-perishables. So, you know, it's not going to be an issue. Look, we used to have something similar years ago where the people would go to a central warehouse and pick up food.
That's right. You could get rice. You could get hunks of cheese. I believe they still have millions of pounds of cheese stored in some cave somewhere.
Oh, my God.
I'm serious. That they had collected, and the stuff doesn't go bad, right?
Government cheese.
If it's stored properly, government cheese. But to look at it on its surface, it looks scary. But if you start to look at the details, and I mentioned one of the details yesterday, it defunds NPR and PBS.
I'm all for it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It makes major cuts to other social programs, discretionary spending.
Chris, but don't you
now,
wonder?
It's a proposal.
Right.
All right. This is not the one that just passed last week.
But, you know, the big hammer out there is like Social Security and things like that, which I still don't understand why these politicians aren't smart enough that the day that I'm elected, let's say December 8th, immediately in January, I make my correction because the public 2 years from that won't even remember
We're a very forgetful public.
But the problem is, as we get closer to every election, then there'll be no action. And I do believe you could certainly take care, move it up from, let's say, 65, 66 to 68. You would have very little backlash on that, and that would really big time help.
Sure.
But the answer is, why are these politicians so foolish that they just do it, but do it right after the election, 2 years from now? That's going to be a very minor part that will show whether you'll be elected or not.
Mike McBath, the only man that can give you an answer with a question.
I know. That's
exactly right. Here's my question.
Let's take Walter's phone call. Walter, thank you for calling tonight. We appreciate your being there. Thanks. Go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen, and you too, Aubrey.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Walter. I'm definitely a cut above the rest. You're right.
All right. Go ahead.
Did you hear about the banning of the national anthem today?
Nope.
No, we did not. I see you're saying
it was in a school, and I'm trying to think of what state it could have been in. Oh, Aubrey, help me out here. What state do you think?
It could only be in California.
California or Washington.
Oh, there you go. California school bans national anthem to combat racism.
Oh, wow.
There you go. Do you know which school it was? Which city or county?
Oh, do I know what school it was? If you're wondering what the teachers are teaching the kids in the school these days, is basically nothing that's sacred. I'm reading from the article. The national anthem has been banned at a high school in California, and so on.
Well, all I can say is
the leadership of the California High School at San Remo.
San Remo, okay. All right, we'll have our Sonny check into that. She's our gal out in California. Yeah. There
is that down near the Mexican border by any chance?
You think?
Yeah, it sounds like it. Southern California. But anyway, I'm not surprised. Unfortunately, you know, they've banned kids from wearing patriotic shirts and things like that. You had that high school teacher out there get down the kid's throat because he wore a Marine hat.
Yeah.
It's nonsense, but, you know, they do it at their own risk. I mean, liberals I'm talking about. Because most people in the country will look at that askance, and that's not what most people in the country want. So if that's the kind of symbol, the signal they want to send, I say go for it. Because
I thought you'd be interested in that.
Yeah, well, we'll follow up on it and put it up on our Facebook page. Thanks, Walter. Thanks for the heads up.
We have to extend the wall now.
Yeah.
Another 10 feet.
There. Yeah, make it higher and go around that school. Let's go to Kim up next. Howdy, Kim. How you doing tonight?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Gentlemen.
Yes.
Randy, congratulations.
Oh, thanks. Thank you very much. Thank
you. I'm so proud. Okay, I want to talk to you about the food program, and I know a little bit about it. Okay, first of all, it's nothing like this delivery system where they deliver you the fresh food and you prepare it. That's not what this is going to be about.
No, that's correct. No, these will be non-perishable things.
Right. What they want to do is they want to have the people, first of all, they're not going to deliver it, but they want them to have staples.
Correct.
They want to give the people staples, things like tuna, things like rice, things like powdered milk. so that the people always have something in their pantry. And they're looking to distribute it some way. One of the things I thought about, because people are complaining about it already. It's only been talked about for 6 hours, and people say, well, they can't go and pick it up. And I, right away, everybody's complaining. But they could get a chain of grocery stores to disseminate it. Everybody has a local grocery store.
Right.
They could pick it up at their local grocery store.
Right.
It would save over 10 years, $130.5 billion, which is, what, $13.5 billion a year.
Right.
That's a big saving.
Absolutely.
And then and then people would have nutritious food always in their cupboard.
Right.
And people would learn how to shop. That's one of the problems, is that you have money in the have money in the beginning of the month,
yep.
And you're flat broke at the end of the month.
Right.
I think it's a wonderful idea.
Yep.
$13.5 billion is a lot of money.
Yes.
A lot of money. So it would not include any fresh food.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right.
The other thing, Chris, weight. You know, I mean, in all seriousness, they talk about the health benefits in a sense of weight control and
that's what I was saying.
Diabetes and everything else.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I don't care about that. I think that's everybody's.
But it would encourage better nutrition, because you're starting with better staples and making sure that people are getting those staples. And as you say, and teaching them a little bit more about how to spend their money a little bit more wisely, hopefully.
No. Because they could steal with the rest of their money, just go out and buy fat food. They could eat like
It's called judgment.
I think that's just a way to sell it to the liberals.
You're probably much more realistic than I on that.
But.
All right, thank you.
Know about it.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Not much about anything, all right? I just do a lot of guessing. All right, thanks, Kim.
But they need to stop allowing people to use EBT at convenience stores for things like wings and candy and soda and so on.
Which are overpriced to begin with.
It should only be for grocery stores.
Right. San Remo is in Irvine, Orange County, near Disneyland in California.
Near Disneyland. Now I get it. Yep.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries. Certainly hope you folks will be with us.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress, and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
In traffic, we've got the answer.
You still have I-4 slowdown starting in Longwood, going westbound all the way to downtown Orlando and past it. It doesn't clear up until after Celebration. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to Pine Hills. 408 westbound is congested until Gotha from I-4. 408 eastbound is fairly clear right now with the exception of the Azalea Park slowdown. And the ramps leading to the 408 east and westbound are fairly congested. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Separated.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's right. You have tuned in to the show that separates fact from fiction, truth from lies, and the real news from the fake stuff. That's right. We are Titans of Talk Radio, the voice to be reckoned with right here on AM 660 and FM 105.5. And we're live, so give us a call at 407-774-8255. Okay, just a couple things here. Mike's going to give us our contest for Thursday here in just a minute. I was just watching this thing on Fox. It said that women are getting impatient waiting for men to propose.
Yeah, but if they propose to you, that might be awful aggressive. I don't know how we would have to take that.
Exactly.
You know?
I don't know.
If they grab me when they made the proposal, I might be upset.
Wow.
Isn't it sad? Really sad.
It is sad.
It is indeed.
Very sad.
Okay. All right. So anyway, welcome back to the show. Once again, this is our inaugural edition of the Trump 2020 Club Tuesdays on the American Adversaries. Once again, brought to us by Sutherland Nissan. You know, we were in the showroom out there a couple of weeks ago. Big, beautiful showroom, beautiful cars in there. And everybody's real friendly and nice in there. I mean,
U.S. Marine, who's obviously the person that helped us make this happen, but he's got a great culture there of the people that work there. And more importantly, I mean, some of those cars are, you know, I've not seen some of those cars for a while because I haven't been on a Nissan lot. There was some great trucks there. That one truck was
I have a Nissan truck. They're great trucks.
Yeah. One of these, they had one of these like big wheel trucks.
It looked like a monster truck.
That's a monster truck.
Yeah,
that one I don't have.
but they're out there and, just because of the numbers of the people that listen to this show, somebody out there is thinking about getting a new car or another car.
So or a truck. Boy, trucks are popular, Chris.
Mm. Give them a chance out there at Sutherland Nissan. That's East Colonial Drive at Chickasaw Trail. Tell them we sent you, if you don't mind. And if you're not in the market for a car, just stop in and say hello. All right. Welcome back, as I said, to the show. All right. So some new stuff out of Washington, D.C., and we'll get more into this in the next hour of the show. But Chuck Grassley and Lindsey Graham, I mean, these guys are kind of turning into the dynamic duo of sorts here.
Well, they want PR or something. Every time I turn on the TV, there they are.
Well, they are doing some important work, so they deserve the recognition.
Yep,
they put out a letter last night to Susan Rice to explain herself. Why would she send herself a memo right about the time President Trump was taking the oath of office? On last year, saying to herself in the memo that a meeting that she had had with Barack Obama on January 5th, 15 days earlier, in that meeting, it was all about Barack Obama making sure that everything was on the up and up.
It's called backtracking, Chris. You know what that is.
CYA.
Yeah. The noose is tightening. The noose is tightening.
Yep, that's right.
In and of itself, it doesn't, I mean, it's not necessarily incriminating, but it sure does.
It sort of begs some questions
as to why an individual would do that at that particular moment, especially since the meeting that she was writing about was over 2 weeks earlier and just happened to be on subject matter that we're still going round and round about, all this dossier business. All right? Because at that meeting on January 5th that Susan Rice had with Barack Obama, also in the meeting was shotgun Joe Biden.
Right.
And he was there for laughs.
Yeah.
But there was James Comey and Sally Yates.
Oh, no.
What a crew.
What a motley crew.
And it was the next day. Now, this is in Washington, D.C. at the White House, I presume. The next day, James Comey shows up at Donald Trump's door up in Trump Towers as they're doing the transition thing up there, goes in and has the now infamous original meeting where he came out of it somehow shocked to the point that he felt he needed to start making notes about his meetings with President Trump.
Wow.
And, of course, in the meeting, President Trump was outraged when he found out about the dossier and what it said about him in it. And somehow James Comey misconstrued that outrage into something threatening to him.
But he took his notes a day later after Rice was trying to reconstruct hers on January 5th. Is that about right, chronologically?
They had the meeting with Barack Obama, the five, on January 5th.
Right.
On January 6th, he goes to Trump and says, he gives him
That's
a briefing, and he gives him a security briefing, and then at the end of the security briefing, if you remember, the security briefing, I believe Flynn was there.
I do remember that.
There were some other officials from the Justice Department or the FBI there, and it was after the security briefing that lying, leaking, thieving Jim Boy Comey asked for a one-on-one meeting with President Trump. And it was in that one-on-one meeting with President Trump that he showed him the dossier, and Trump went off, and Trump basically said, are you with me or are you with this?
Sure.
Right? Which is a natural
fair question.
Yeah, exactly.
But don't you think
that? And so out of that meeting, Comey goes down to his SUV where he's being chauffeured around and gets on his laptop and starts making notes. Somehow he felt threatened by... No, he wasn't threatened.
No.
He was worried. He was making notes because he had been instructed or something had happened in that January 5th meeting to set up the January 6th meeting so that when he came out of the January 6th meeting, he had accomplished what they evidently talked about in the January 5th meeting.
Right. Plus the fact, once he knew that Trump was elected, dead man walking.
Yeah, dead man.
You know, they knew what was coming. They just started organizing their book to get ready to get waxed, even though they probably thought they wouldn't get waxed. Sorry, you're going to get waxed.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe Susan Rice, take her out. They should be able to do that.
Well, in Ed Klein's book, if you remember,
we had him on here.
Well, and then we read the portion in Ed Klein's book where he talks about after the election, when they were all down in the doldrums and everything, they had a special dinner at the White House. And at the dinner was Barack Obama, Michelle Obama. They didn't look anything like they did in those portraits.
Oh, those pictures, man.
By the way,
I can't believe
the green leaves. What was that?
He looked like he was in a salad.
No. He's going to be a print ad for Angel Soft or Charmin or something.
I thought he was in a salad. I don't know if they're dressing on top of it.
The memes that are coming out of there are just brilliant. They're so wonderfully funny.
Go to our Facebook page and you'll see what Randy's talking about.
The lettuce salad with Barack Obama in the middle.
We've gotten more action on that Facebook page from these portraits than anything else.
Oh, it's crazy.
Anyway, so at this meeting after the election of Trump, this was I believe in the book. I have to go back and see. I think it was in November or December.
Right.
Okay. It was a dinner, and at the dinner was Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, and the first gal pal, Valerie Jarrett.
Right.
Okay. And then during dessert, they invited in Susan Rice. And Susan Rice was kind of persona non grata. They kind of, you know, especially after the Benghazi thing and stuff like
that. They were not the best
of friends. She comes in there with this plot, which had already been concocted and kicked off by the Clinton campaign after losing, to go with this Russia collusion story and all this business. And she pitches the idea to the three of them. Okay? Now, first gal pal Val likes it a lot. Michelle kind of likes it. Barack kind of turns his nose up to it. But
not surprising.
But Barack had a way of letting the women get their way. And what he would do is he would go off and he would smoke a cigarette.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And then they come.
And then he comes back, and basically his tacit approval, by not saying don't do it, he gives his approval to do it.
Right.
So they said go ahead. And then about a month or so later, they have this meeting at the White House, including Susan Rice. Now, why would she be in there? Right? So now it's kind of coming once again. The picture is coming together. It's like every day we paint in a little bit. It's like, painting by the numbers, and we fill in a little bit more every day.
Truth.
That's right. We're coming back with more of it on the other side. The American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. Once again, please go to Trump 2020 Club on Facebook. Sign up. At least follow. And then, of course, you can follow us on Facebook, too. That's American Adversaries, where we got the portraits up and some great comments. We'll be back.
News, opinion, passion. FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, sit right up.
January 20th.
2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the Earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends when I'm a road.
Number two of Trump 2020 Club Tuesdays, American Adversary style, brought to you by Sutherland Nissan. Thanks so much for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, we're here. We're live in the Relax and Comfort Studios, coming to you on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. And don't forget to request your Alexa devices, download us or load us or whatever
that's
that
awesome.
Is.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so let me go around and introduce everybody in the studio. Got the union boss himself, the chairman of the board, Mike McBass, sporting pink again tonight.
This is rose color, Chris.
Is that
you
what
have
it is?
To be able to identify,
right.
You know, I'm
right.
Styling and profiling.
Okay, that's Mike McBath. We it's also kind of... have the firm foundation, the rock himself of the American Adversaries, Aubrey Kahn.
All right, Big Mike's going to be on the cover of Cosmopolitan.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And, of course, that voice is none other than Randy Ross, Trump 2020 Club. Randy?
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here. A year later, now we're on every week. That's going to be awesome.
Absolutely. Randy is a wealth of information and knowledge and a huge asset to the show. I'm Christopher Hart. And speaking of wealth of knowledge and huge asset to the show, Pete Paquette is on the bridge tonight helping us out. So 407-774-8255 is the number. If you call it, Pete will answer it. Okay. I got a lot to talk about, but first of all, Trump 2020 Club is something that Randy started, what, about 6 or 8 months ago?
Actually, almost a year ago.
Has it been that long?
It's been almost a year. It's one of the largest in the state of Florida. You know, we have not just the presence on Facebook, we actually have club members, but we have the Facebook page alone is close to 3,600 people, and that's an actively engaged page, only pro-Trump all the time. You know, if you're coming over there to be hateful, we're going to kick you off.
All right, so that's Trump.
Don't waste the trip.
Don't waste the time.
Trump 2020 Club on Facebook, and it is all Trump, all pro time, all pro, all the time.
And we invite all of you to follow on Facebook. And if you want to become a club member, you can do that. It's only $20 a year,
right? It's right in the notes on about the club. Over there, you can click, you can become a member. And that's when you get White House updates and things like that.
And that's the whole purpose, isn't it? Right. To keep people informed and motivated.
But, you know, I think when the campaign ended in November 6, 2016, we thought it was over. We actually thought, okay, we're done. We get a break. It never stopped. As soon as, you know, he decided he was going to run again, everybody else was watching what was happening to him in the media, and they're like, wait, we have to keep fighting. So there are days, of course, where we're all like, oh, my gosh, is it ever going to stop? I don't think it is. I think we take this all the way through 2020, and I think that's why we're focused on that, at least as a club and as an organization, because we want to get Democrats and independents who are starting to see the difference, hopefully, is in their paycheck and their 401ks and all those things, and they recognize that maybe they don't switch parties, but what they do is vote for Donald Trump again for president in 2020. So that's our focus.
Randy, as long as there's two parties, it will never stop. You know, it doesn't matter who the two parties are.
No, exactly. I was going to say basically the same thing. That's one reason why we say politics like professional wrestling. No match ever ends anything.
Right.
No election ever ends anything. It sets up the next one, right? Because now you have different opponents. You're going to have different issues and everything. So the job is, the work is never over. You know, as soon as we get President Trump reelected, we're going to start working on getting Pence elected.
There we go. Right? You never know.
3,600 members locally?
Yeah, well, we have some people that are from out of state, but it was started as a local presence. You got to remember that in Orange County, on our volunteer list, we have over 3,000 people. So during the campaign, we had about roughly 1,300. You can see what happened since campaign, post-campaign. All these other people have come on board wanting to find out when we're doing things or just stay engaged. You know, we don't try to bug the membership because I think they see enough of what's happening. But certainly it's a resource. I think it's a comfort to go over there and realize that this is truth. This is the reality of what's happening with our president. And the good news is we do have people that are moderators that are still connected to the campaign, but to the White House.
Right.
You know, we are getting briefings on a daily basis. One of the benefits of this is I get a daily briefing from the White House, and I get to see what they're suggesting to us. We stay on top of it and listen to versus Schumer, who, recently, even I think it was yesterday, he said something to the effect of anyone running in the midterms that's running against Donald Trump will lose. Well, it's about time they finally got that message, don't you think?
That's amazing. Yeah. I mean, it took them that long to realize this.
Exactly.
You're not going to do too well, buddy.
I wish the Democrats would take that advice and none of them run for the midterms.
That would be nice. But a couple things. First of all, you don't have to be in Orange County or Central Florida to be a member of the club.
No.
Many counties in Florida have their own Trump 2020 clubs. And so you could maybe research into that and find out. You might want to be in there. But you don't have to be in one. You can be in all of them, right?
Absolutely. I think there's no secret, though, that our club page is the most engaged and active. And that's not humbly being suggested just because there's so much content.
It's a lot of work, too.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. I mean, it really is. But the good news is that we do keep people coming back. They're part of the process. When they see the content, they want to get engaged, and we have fun with it at the same time, just like you do with your radio show.
And that's why I was going to say, that's why we're so proud to have them as part of the show. They're a huge asset to what we're doing here. It's what we do here primarily is provide information.
Right.
We're in the information providing business. Now, we package it maybe a different way than a lot of others do, but that's what we do, and that's what Randy is doing with the Trump 2020 Club. And we're going to be complementing one another.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, I like that style, too. You know, we interject humor because, it takes a little bit of the edge off. But laughter is the best medicine.
It is. So, and if you're sitting in traffic, you got something to do. There you go.
Exactly. So that's why we want you, please, to become involved in the Trump 2020 Club with us. And they throw great parties too.
There we go.
Say, that might be a 50% factor there.
Now
there's the party.
Speaking of President Trump, he is coming through Central Florida on his way to Mar-a-Lago. He's going to be doing a fundraising dinner, which, by the way, you can go to the Trump 2020 Club Facebook page. And if you want to go to that dinner, you can get tickets it's sold out, I think.
Well, no, we just still have a few of the 2,700. This is for March 3rd. The event that he's doing this weekend, he's just going to Mar-a-Lago. I do understand there's an event there, and he might make an appearance. But the event that you can go to and actually be with the president is $2,700. And I know it's a little steep, but access to the president at this stage is very, very difficult to get. So these types of events are all you're going to see him at if you're looking to see him as a person, as close
up
as you can possibly
get. Close and personal.
Yeah.
That's on March 3rd.
It's on March 3rd at Mar-a-Lago.
Okay.
That's going to be amazing.
Yeah,
I'm hearing It's got red, the red carpet, the whole nine yards.
When you think
I wouldn't
about,
expect him to do anything less than that.
When you think right. about what Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton were getting for the same type of thing, $2,700 is pretty.
Oh, a discount bargain. You're not kidding. Oh, my God. So,
but I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Will they all be able to get a selfie like Randy did?
No. As a matter of fact, the bundler, the person that raises the most money in your group, they'll get a picture with him. One click. I heard that today when I was talking with them. And during the election, when we met, we got to see him. It was two clicks. This is one click. It better make sure you smile, because if your eyes are closed, they're not going to take the picture again. And it's only those few people that are actually at that $50,000 level. I'm telling you.
Here's the deal.
One click.
Hey, what do you expect for $27?
Yeah, what type of cheapo are you?
Anyway, I encourage you, though, if you can afford it and have the time, I would do it.
Oh, it's going to be
Imagine
amazing.
Imagine how much fun that would be down at Mar-a-Lago.
That alone is worth the amazing experience. I've never been myself, so I'm excited to go.
Nancy Pelosi spends that every night. On wine.
or on wine in. Right?
Yeah.
I tell you what, we got a couple of callers on the line. Let's take a break. We come back. We'll get the callers. We'll get contest challenge for Thursday, and we'll get into some other business. Did you, by the way, hear about the white powder that was mailed to Don Jr.'s?
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Did you hear
good,
where
Chris.
It came from?
No,
I didn't.
Where did it come from?
Where did it?
You'll have to wait until after the break to find out.
Oh, we'll be Ryan right back.
I'll put myself
approach.
On hold.
All right. Go to our Facebook page. It's already there.
Maybe I won't be on hold.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, you got the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. All right, it is Trump 2020 Club Tuesdays around here on Tuesdays now. And once again, that's thanks to the great folks over at Sutherland Nissan, U.S. Marine, and all the great folks that work over there. They really are nice folks, and I invite you, please, to go over there to say hello to them. And if you're in the market for a new car, give them a chance. Just walk around the lot.
They're great
see
trucks.
What they got.
I mean, remember
cars,
those trucks.
New, pre-owned. And by the way, the pre-owned ones, they go over those with a fine-tooth comb. Make sure you get a really fine automobile.
You pull your horses with yours, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, their trucks are really, I'm telling you, one of the best there are out there. We use them to tow
and dependable
and stuff. Yeah,
very dependable. Absolutely. Okay, so let's go to the phone lines, and then we'll get this, and I'll tell you where the white powder, which turned out to be baby powder, came from.
Well, maybe they were doing it as a kind gesture, Chris.
Yeah.
You don't know.
We'll see. Frank,
I doubt it.
Frank, you're here. Yeah. Frank, you're up next. How you doing tonight? Thanks for calling.
Doing awesome, Frank, Chris, and hey, Mike, and Aubrey, what's going on? But I have to give a special shout-out and get in the inaugural Trump 2020 Club. show.
All right.
Thanks, hey, thanks.
Hey, Randy, how you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going?
I did meet you one time. I came down to the friendly confines.
Oh, yeah, that's time. That's a great. You'll have to come back again. Right. We're going to plan another one real soon. So.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's a great time, man. It's a good crowd of people, no doubt about it. So, I just wanted to, I'm going to get in on the inaugural show, okay? Just a little, kind of big picture thing bounce off you, Chris, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And I'm sure this is nothing you don't know. But look, if you're the Democrats, they're desperate. I want to be able to, see a fly on the wall at some of their meetings right now, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But the big thing with them right now is they're waiting for that midterm. You know what I'm saying?
The midterm?
That's like Custer's last stand, you know? They got it.
Yeah.
It's a dream, man. I think they're going to get down, okay?
Okay.
And I think what you'll see happen, I think the liberal establishment is going to offer up to Clinton a sacrificial lamb.
That
conservatives a bunch of red meat in order to spare Obama.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's very possible. But
they're God, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Listen, thanks, Frank. Your connection, though, I got to kind of let you go. But I see what he's saying, that this 2018 election is a big one for the Democrats because they have staked so much time and effort into this anti-Trump business, only to have Chuck Schumer. What did he say again yesterday, Randy?
He said anyone focusing in the midterms on Trump will lose.
In other words, it can't be about Trump.
Right.
In other words, they've finally come to the conclusion they actually need a plan, right?
They're going to derive some type of phony economic plan, how they're going to help everybody get jobs. Right?
They spent so much time on all these things, the Russians, this and that and the other. None of those things really mattered towards the American people at the level they thought they did. And now they're at the last minute trying to go make it to the playoffs, and they're not going to be able to accomplish that.
Yeah. So once again, this is why it's important. You know, it's like we got them down. Right? Let's pin them. All right? Let's keep them and pin them to the floor in this election. Don't let them get up is what I'm trying to say here.
You just want to pin them, not
just
kick them?
Just kick them?
I think we can get a little bit more harsh than that.
They might want to grab their nose and tweak the nose. Give them a red belly.
Double body slam.
But the point is the Democrats are weak right now. But if we get complacent or lazy, it won't take much strength, okay? But because they're weak, if we're not lazy, if we're not complacent, we can kick their tails and make a real difference going forward here.
And plus the fact we got the momentum of this economy. You know, this thing should be churning pretty strong as we go into fall. And as I say, we like to perceive everybody as, you know, sort of a political wonk, but they're not.
They're not.
They want to look at their paycheck. They want to see their living better. They're eating at more restaurants. Guess who I'm voting for?
Right.
You're not going to stop me.
Exactly.
Yep.
Let's get Tommy's phone call in. Tommy, thank you for calling tonight. We appreciate you being there. Go ahead.
Hey, boys. Good to hear you on the radio tonight. I got to tell you, I live out a little further than most people from the civilized norm. So when I get out this far, I start losing my signal. But I can always hear you real well on my phone. So that said, a couple of things. I didn't realize until yesterday that it was a goal for our country to, I can't even think of the words now, balance the budget every 10 years. It's like, what kind of goal is that? You know? So
yeah.
They said, well, this budget of Trump's ain't going to balance the budget for the first time in I don't know how long in the next 10 years. It's like, well, that ain't much of a goal anyhow. So, you know, if we can get the economy back on track, then, you know, that should put us in pretty good standing, you know, come the midterms. And secondly, I heard you mention something about Pence running for election, and I guess that would be a natural choice. But I got to tell you, every time I look at Pence, I see the same old kind of politician that we've been seeing for the last 20 years. I like him. I do. And I totally respect him. But and I appreciate what he stands for. But when I look at Mike Pence, I see the same.
Whoops.
We just lost him.
He said it wasn't working correctly.
You know, I hear that a lot. Yeah. I mean, I hear that from a lot of the Trump supporters. It's not that they don't like Pence. It's just that they don't really want him to be president.
Well, he's not Donald Trump.
Yeah.
But I've said on this show when people were talking about, oh, Oprah can run for president, I said, people don't understand when they say something like Oprah can run or The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. They don't understand how unique of an individual Donald J. Trump is.
Sure.
And I don't think we'll ever see anything like him in our lives again. I understand what you're saying. But at some point, we're going to go back to the politician class. And because there's just nobody like Trump.
I also think he tries
Mark
this.
Mark Cuban is not a Trump.
No.
That's what I'm saying. You see, and they all think they can do what he did.
I think Pence tries to stay, though, as a non-event. You know, in other words.
He tries to be supportive.
Right. You're the showman. I'm in the back. I'm not going to jump either way.
I see where he's coming from.
Oh, I understand.
You know, I can live with Nikki Haley.
Yep.
And it goes back. It kind of goes back to what we said before.
Maybe I should reword that.
He's the president that we needed right now.
Right.
What we need in 2024 might look very different.
It very well will.
And I think that's what we need to kind of focus on.
I think you're right. I might have been getting ahead of myself.
Thanks for stopping by.
I appreciate Tommy's point, though. All right, while we got a couple of more minutes in this segment of the show, I teased about the white powder. It turns out that the white powder came from a building in Boston.
Wow.
A building where a former president has an office. Care to guess which one?
Kennedy?
Wow.
No. Well, he's dead.
I know, but he had an office there somewhere, I'm sure. But okay. Who do we want to guess?
A former living president.
Oh, living president from Boston.
But it has to be either, it's not going to be Bush. So it's either Clinton or Obama.
Mike?
I'm going to go with, oh my God, don't tell me Clinton.
Nope.
Oh.
Evidently, it's a building in Boston where Barack Obama has offices.
Oh, no. What a surprise.
Wow.
It could be that that Organize America, not sure what the office is.
Right. The resistance is Organize America.
Right. And by the way, the note was included with the white powder, which turned out to be baby powder. It said, "You are an awful, awful person. I am surprised that your father lets you speak on TV." And that's what it was addressed to Donald Jr.
Very intelligent response.
Yes,
there.
Obviously a very mature person to send that. by the way, we have that information on Facebook page. You can also go to our Facebook page for funny Valentine's Day political greetings.
I hope you brought your sweetheart a Valentine.
It's handled.
This could be very ugly tomorrow morning.
yes, remember, folks, tomorrow is the big day.
I walked in 7-Eleven. I saw all those balloons and everything. I went, oh, my God.
I hope you did better than that. You might find a bill from Mayor's Jewelers in there next time. Anyway,
or another horse.
That's right. I'm sure he'd go with the jewelry over.
Yeah,
anyway, so Thursday is contest day again this week. We skipped last week because Mike was out of town.
Well, this time we really got some fun in front of us. What we want you to do is give us your image of the portrait of Barack Obama. What mentally, how do you perceive that portrait of Barack Obama?
Your initial thought.
Beautiful wife, Michelle.
Right.
Now, my image is very simple. I think Michelle, she looks like she's actually sitting for an American Revolution picture. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, not 1776, but 2020. Brock, to me, looks like he's in a leafy salad. All I need to do is throw some tomatoes around him, and that's about it.
We want to know what your image is
of those two.
Yep. Okay. So,
do you want them to title the pictures?
Is that if they can,
so
whatever.
Caption, initial, impression.
We're looking for bits of humor.
This is art. We want to know how it has impressed you.
You got to flow with the time.
Of course, you got to keep it clean. We don't want anything that we can't talk about on the radio, but it'll be a lot of fun. And you can go to our Facebook page and see some of the action that's going on there.
Oh, I can imagine already.
Oh, boy. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. And while you're there, don't forget to jog on over to Trump 2020 Club on Facebook and sign up.
I think he's going to be sorry he has his image out there, his picture.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer. AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Trump administration's intelligence chief says North Korea's development of nuclear weapons poses a potentially existential threat to the United States. Dan Coates says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un also views any U.S. attack or effort to force him to give up his nukes as an existential threat to his own leadership. It's a scenario many feared in the fog of Syria's multi-front war. U.S. forces responding to a provocation killing Russian soldiers or mercenaries on a crowded battlefield. Russian news reports Tuesday describes just such an episode involving Russian military contractors killed in a ferocious U.S. counterattack last week. But Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and other U.S. officials say they have no such information on casualties, and the Kremlin hasn't confirmed any Russian deaths. On Wall Street, the Dow by 39 points, the NASDAQ rose 32, the S&P advanced 7. This is SRN News.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
From Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals. Like Bahama Cruises from $229 per person. How about an Alaska 7-night cruise starting at $599 per person? Caribbean 7-night cruises are starting at $349 per person. Receive free prepaid gratuities on select Avalon Waterway River cruises. Special savings on all-inclusive packages to the Dominican Republic and Mexico. Up to 65% off Sandals and Beaches Resorts, plus additional offers. Receive 2-for-1 savings with kids sale for free on MSC Divina and Seaside. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
What's going on, everybody? That's right. It's your boy, the 7-foot wonder kid himself, the Blueprint Matt Morgan, the genetic giant. And right now you're listening to the American Adversaries Political Professional Wrestling Show only on Orlando's WRL FM 105.5 and on AM 660, The Answer.
Okay, we're back. We're live. That's right, on FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer. 407-774-8255. Is the number for the Relax and Comfort Studios. That's right, folks. It's Tuesday. From now on, that means around here it's going to be Trump 2020 Club Tuesday, sponsored by Sutherland Nissan. Great folks over there. We highly encourage you to head on over there. Hey, just you want to go over there and just look at some nice automobiles. Yeah. You know, you don't have to buy anything, right? Just poke around on the lot for
a while.
Well,
I think they probably do want us to buy a car.
Well,
there.
Yeah, we'll get around to that,
but
too.
You know what? If you arrive, you may end up 50-50, you buy a car.
That's
about
works.
How it was. I don't walk into them. I usually get caught buying them.
That's right. Yep. Okay. All right. So that's Mike McBath, Randy Ross. We got Aubrey Kahn in the studio.
and myself, Christopher Hart. And please do feel free to join us. As I said, we're in the Relax and Comfort Studios. And by the way, when you're out and about, stop by the Relax and Comfort stores. Here in just a couple, three weeks, we're going to do a live remote broadcast over there. We'll get that all set up for you. And at that remote broadcast, we're going to pull a name out of the hat, and somebody's going to win one of their massage chairs over there.
Wow. That's going to be good.
I'm telling you what. So you need to get on over there to Windermere Relax and Comfort, Winter Park Village, or Seminole Town Center, and go ahead and check it out and pre-register for that drawing. And
Chris,
you can do that now.
Have you watched the Olympics at all?
I watched some of the ski jumping.
Do you know what a triple Lutz is by now?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
you do know.
I did, yes. You talk about the skaters that did that.
It was great to see that 17-year-old. I guess she's the youngest winner of a gold medal in the Olympics.
And she's the only one that did it during the Olympics.
I know.
Tanya Harding, didn't she do it like a and national competition?
She did
competition?
It, yeah, no, but it wasn't any of the Olympics.
And she made the team
Tanya Harding
14,
took a knee.
But they disqualified her because she was too young.
What did
but
you I mean, say, Aubrey?
No, it's great to
she
see
said,
that.
Tanya Harding took a knee. You're such an awful person.
Oh, oh so gosh. Disrespectful.
It's that South African
way of
his.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tanya Harding took a knee. Oh, man.
You know. All right, I want to go through a couple of news things here, and then we're going to go back to the phone lines. First of all, the market kind of flat today, but it had a nice day yesterday. And the market is trying to find its bottom because it seems like every time it goes down, it pops
well,
right
you know
back.
What? Really, we're only about 7% from the highs, which is not very much. And I'm talking the
and
all-time
that's a nice,
highs.
Decent little correction.
Right. So there's nothing wrong with that. And the reality of it is if volatility dries up a little bit, everybody becomes more comfortable. They take their place. Earnings the next quarter should be really much better, and we're off and running again. So give it time.
If you had some extra change laying around, would you do a little nibbling?
Oh, I think you're foolish not. I mean, like I say, I haven't been in the business 38 years. There's little ones I've been buying a little bit of, you know, not
looking for
not
the
a
bargains.
Lot. I'm just, you know, and I like dividends, so there's some really great dividend stocks that have been beaten up a little bit. So.
And we know you like Bitcoin as well.
Oh, yeah. I'll take those Chuck E. Cheese and give them out. You know?
Get That's this, funny. And this came out yesterday. Evidently, according to James Comey and Peter Strzok, Strzok conducted the interview.
Right.
He was one of the two agents that conducted the interview with Michael Flynn. And then according to James Comey, they did not think that Michael Flynn lied to the FBI, which is what he has pled guilty to doing.
Yes, really? But he did that because he was running out of money trying to defend himself, and so he said, listen, I'm going to cut it short.
He did that for that reason, and he did that because Herr Mueller and his band of witch hunters over there had pushed him to the brink. I've talked about this on the show before, especially this guy named Weissman. But there are several of them on Mueller's team that are known for, shall we say, very broad interpretations of the law and throw a wide net.
Yep.
Okay? And so what they did was they took a misunderstanding and turned it into a lie. And James Comey, under testimony, said he thought clearly that Michael Flynn was simply confused and not lying. They took that confusion, you see, and turned it into a prosecutable offense and went to Michael Flynn and said, you know, we're getting ready to lower the boom on you, buddy.
Well, you can see how dangerous that is when people can do something like that, people of public record.
Wow. Right. And then, of course, we mentioned this a little bit earlier, too. Susan Rice, it was revealed. This came out in a letter from Chuck Grassley and Lindsey Graham to Susan Rice asking for an explanation. Why would you send an email to yourself as the new president is being inaugurated and you're going out the door and your email says that in a meeting you had with the exiting president, that he said that he wants everything done on the up and up.
Because she has no friends. Oh, no, that wasn't
it. Is she required to respond? Probably not, right?
She could be subpoenaed, yes. Okay. And she could end up taking the Fifth, but she can be subpoenaed to testify in front of their committee and perhaps later on in front of a grand jury if it were ever to come to that. But you would have to wonder why a president would have to tell his professionals in the Justice Department and the FBI that he wants everything done on the up and up.
CYA.
Why would that even come up?
You would think that the president would assume that his people are already doing things
or they haven't been doing it.
No, it wasn't on the up and up. It was by the book. Mm-hmm. That was the phrase. You would think, why would he have to tell them to do everything by the book? Was he worried that things were not being done by the book? And if so, why was he worried that way?
Well, I don't think he was worried. I think he knew because he was instigating it.
This is where they're asking for questions to be answered. We shall see
goes. That will do damage to him anyway. Again, credibility is lost because the average guy is going to go, come on, we know what you're doing. Whether it's true or not, that's just another feather in the Trump side. So,
and by the way, we told you polls are already now showing over 50% of the American public think that President Trump, that the laws were broken and people were cheating on him during the election. So, yeah, the credibility of the special counsel is going down the toilet. The president gave his latest quarterly salary check to the Federal Department of Transportation.
So very good.
In line with his
with the infrastructure and everything, he's getting ready to roll. He's going to use the private sector, the public sector. Yeah. And
I believe that's about $110,000 per quarter, something like that.
Now, they're even talking about major pension plans. You know, they're loaded with money where they could go in and maybe pay a degree of interest and take money out of that, too.
And I believe that's what we're hearing he's going to discuss on Friday is his infrastructure plan. Yep. I think he'll probably end up staying at the airport personally because that's one of the big things he has. But you didn't hear that from me because I'm not one to gossip.
Okay. All right. And that's he's talking about the president stopping by here on Friday on his
right,
way to
Mike?
Mar-a-Lago.
I guess so. I don't know about that. You know?
All I know is if we got a chance, I'll be down there. The Russian plane crash. In a very interesting twist, and I've suggested perhaps people should be looking at that plane's manifest.
Yes.
Because evidently there were some energy people on that plane, and one of them, I think, was the CFO of what is now the Russian version of Uranium 1.
Oh, don't tell me of that. Yeah, the energy company that was so heavily involved in Uranium 1.
Right. The CFO was evidently one of the passengers on that plane. The Russians have, in sort of, I would consider this to be miraculous fashion, considering how long it takes normally for a plane crash to be investigated. They've already issued a report as to why the plane crashed.
Oh, really?
Yes. According to the Russians, it was because the pilot got conflicting instrument readings because they had forgotten to turn on a heater to evidently one of the instruments.
But they weren't that high up.
Which means
so
Hillary
you would
Clinton
think
had
that,
something
I mean,
to do
he
with
could
it.
Do things visually.
You would think so. By the way, the pilot of this plane had over 5,000 flight hours.
Yeah, that doesn't make too much sense.
He was considered to be a very experienced pilot. Not to say that he couldn't have made an error.
No, but
the point is, how often do we hear this quickly after any plane crash?
We don't.
No.
We don't.
No. So the Russians obviously rushed out a story for some reason.
Well, they probably have the same writer as the Democratic Party.
Yeah, so we shall keep an eye on that.
Get a hold of Bob. We need another story.
That's
quick,
right.
You know?
All right, before we take a break, let's take Peggy's phone call. Peggy, thank you for calling tonight. Thanks for being there.
Hi, good evening, guys.
Hello, hello.
Hey, Peggy.
Hey, I wanted to welcome Randy to our Tuesday night.
Thank you, Peggy. Thank you so much. Been great to meet you recently, too. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you finally remembered me since we had dinner together.
Well, no, but I still don't have any brownies, but that's okay. Thank you for that. Thank you, everyone.
Well, I've been under the weather. I was going to have some for you today.
Well, feel better.
I was not able to do so.
Yeah, get better and enjoy eating them for Randy.
Don't listen to Aubrey. You bring them here. Go ahead.
And I just wanted to give you a heads up, because there's a Russian collusion with me.
Oh.
Yes. I've been drinking White Russians.
Oh. I'm jealous.
Not only are you colluding, but you're doing it in a racist fashion.
Yeah.
My God, you should be drinking Black Russians. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is a drink. Go ahead.
But I just wanted to welcome Randy, to our show.
All right. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
I always wonder if she could incorporate, like, white Russians into her brownies.
Go ahead. I think that's a great idea.
With mercy.
You know? Wait, you were going to say something else.
No.
Okay, that was good. All right, thanks, Peggy. We appreciate that.
It's good to have Peggy call.
And if you're just tuning in and not wondering what she was talking about, Tuesdays around here now are Trump 2020 Club Tuesdays on the American Adversaries, brought to you by Sutherland Nissan. And, of course, that means Randy Ross is going to be a part of our show every Tuesday.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, he's a huge asset, and we're glad to have him on board. Just as we are glad to have you folks on board, you, too, are assets to the American Adversaries. We really do appreciate that. Okay, we're going to take a break and come back and wrap up tonight's show. Don't forget, following us up here in just a few minutes is Larry Elder, the great L. Dursky, the sage from Central L.A. So stick around. I always love to hear his show. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com, Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Okay, welcome back to the American Adversaries Trump 2020 Club Tuesdays. That's right, folks. Man, that sounds good, doesn't it?
Right. Oh, yeah.
And a new Nissan sounds pretty good, too.
I know. Nice car. You know that Maxima? You want a cool car, in all seriousness? Man, that is the neatest and fastest car. You go flying down the highway in that.
Kathy Santomassino drives one of those
things? Yeah.
That's a fancy car she's got. That's a fancy Nissan.
You go 60 miles an hour in that thing, you think you're going 30.
Oh, I know. And they are a great car. I love them. Yep.
Very well built. Absolutely. Okay, that's Sutherland Nissan, Chickasaw Trail and East Colonial Drive. And mention you heard about them on the American Adversaries if you stop by there. And please do. Okay, we got Craig on the line. Let's take Craig's phone call here. Thanks for calling tonight, Craig. How you been?
Yeah, hey, guys. I've been all right.
Good.
What that instrument is called, what froze up was the pitot tube, and that delivers the airspeed indication by pressure from the nose of the airplane. That actually forces the airspeed indicator, like a speedometer, to go up and down. And
if I'm not mistaken, that was the same thing that caused that French airline flight that crashed in the South Atlantic several years ago as well, wasn't it? Wasn't it blamed for that crash?
Yeah, that's the blame.
But is it kind of astonishing to you, though, that the Russians could conclude this quickly that that's exactly what happened?
Yeah, it's really astonishing because you got some other indications of airspeed. I mean, airspeed is probably the most important thing, especially an instrument or at night. But you can't really feel the airplane because, you know, your head starts spinning anyway if you can't see.
Right.
And you feel like you're spinning. when you can't have, when you don't have a horizon to look at.
A visual, right.
And so, but there's other indications of how the plane is climbing. There's three other gauges in the six-pack instrument cluster that could give you a hint. And I just want to remind you guys that if that guy could have been a witness for Hillary, you know, it's not like the Clintons don't have experience in airplane crashes.
They have a lot of experience in death.
It's not even funny.
Right? Yeah, unfortunately, you're right, Ron
Number
Brown.
Number 51.
And then there's been several private plane crashes of people key
that,
to their
right?
goings-on. Exactly.
So you could just clip the wire going to the pedo tube heater, and you would throw the switch and never know that it's not on.
I see. Mm. Wow. Okay, Craig, thanks for that expertise. We appreciate it.
Something to think about.
Yeah, it is something to think about. That's why we're thinking about it. That's why we're talking about it. Nobody else
knows. That is an amazing coincidence. And like you say, the fact that they tried to resolve the problem to the public,
so
it's not resolved. We don't believe you.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they took a look at the manifest, and they knew there was going to be questions being asked. Right?
By the way, there is video of the plane when it hit the ground.
That shows it blowing up.
And you would think that if the pilot wasn't sure if the plane was going fast enough, he would give it more throttle.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It happened right away.
Now, I'm not a pilot, so I don't know.
I just don't get it. It was like, you know, just right off the ground. And then
it just slammed, body slammed into the ground.
How did they know where to position themselves so they could video the crash?
No, it was just a happenstance thing. You can barely see it. You have to really look closely to see it.
That's amazing, too. Now, this guy was the head guy of that company, which was worth hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. You'd have thought he'd have taken a private jet.
That's a great point, too. That's a very interesting point.
No, I don't think he was. I think it was the CFO, not the CEO. Yeah,
he's making good money.
Because they all were in conclusion.
He was the guy responsible for cutting the checks to the Hillary campaign. $140 million.
I'd be taking my own private jet and my own private pilot.
We don't want to create undue suspicion, but it does look pretty suspicious.
It does.
All right, so we'll just try to keep an eye on it and see if we can get any other details out of that. And there were some other local business people that were on the plane, and also another energy guy that was in the oil and gas business, I believe.
Really?
In a Russian business. So anyway, we shall keep an eye on that. All right, Thursday is, once again, going to be Contest Thursday. We skipped last week because Mike was out of town.
Well, we're going to have fun with this, Chris. I know a lot of people have seen that beautiful portrait of Barack Obama and Michelle Obama. I mean, this is inspirational. So we want you to give us your image, mental image, of these two portraits. And my example would be like Michelle Obama. To me, she looks like she's sitting for the American Revolution picture. You know, remember back then? Unfortunately, though, it was not for 1776, but 2020. And then Brock's picture he looks like he's in a leafy salad. If I had some tomatoes, I would just sprinkle it around them. But that's my image of these two pictures.
You just know somebody's in the bushes behind him.
No, I expect some good responses on this one.
He's gonna shop that thing around for toilet paper ads.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Okay, let's go to our...
Willie should know.
You know, our man Willie's on the line. He is a pilot. Willie, thanks for calling tonight. Straighten us out here.
Well, you're welcome. Talking from a pilot who has 25,000 hours... two things involved. If the aircraft took off in VFR weather, which is 10 miles visibility plus, then you don't need any instruments. Okay, number one. Now, number two, if they take off in IFR weather, which is in the weather, you still have standby indicators, the attitude indicator and the airspeed indicator. Now, I understand the Russian pilot only had 5,000 hours. That's marginal in my day and age, but if it's VFR, there's no problem. You just set pitch and throttle, and if somebody had messed with the pitot tubes, which we've had airlines take off, you know, U.S. airlines take off where the pitot tube was frozen up, and you have two of them, and one's attitude and one's airspeed. You don't need those, so... I think something more is going on with this crash that was completely investigated in 24 hours. Does that make sense?
That's crazy.
No, it makes a lot of sense, Willie, particularly with your experience.
No, but yeah, I understand what you're saying. So it looks suspicious to you too, mm-hmm. I take it.
When I first read the article, it looked very suspicious. And then reading follow-on articles, it sounded like, I think it was probably, if I were to say one thing, inexperience in the cockpit from the captain. And a lot of the Russian pilots are not Russian pilots. They're outsourced from other countries.
I see.
And but it just seems very different that a plane could take off and crash so close within 25 miles of the airport. It doesn't happen very often, and with no engine problems or whatever. I'm just raising my own questions.
Right. Could the massive cold, Willie, be a factor? You know, it's extremely cold there in Moscow.
No, not at all.
Not at all. Okay.
All right.
I mean, I was in Chicago a month ago, and we took off. It was -8.
Hoo-wee.
Yeah.
So, but it was VFR, no big deal. And we test all of our instruments. So before you take off, you know everything's working. We do a walk around, make sure all the pitot tubes are flexible. We can look up there if they're dragging down or if they're implanted with some kind of snow formation or whatever. We can see that walking around. But this is different. And when you brought up the person that was on board, it does raise a few questions. I'm not saying it's...
Well, we're in the same boat with you. We're yep. not saying anything. We're just right. saying that this looks very suspicious.
Speculating.
And, you know, there's some questions that should be answered. And But thanks for your expertise. You really you're really clear. Yeah.
But it was pilot error in whatever shape or form. It was pilot error.
Hmm. Okay. Mm. All right, Willie.
All right.
Thank you for your expertise.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. And we appreciate him as well.
Problem is, like, you know, if they were really trying to hide something, it could have been a bomb. It could have been anything.
Could have been anything. We wouldn't know. Right, obviously, the investigation's complete.
Because you get out early and have your people guard the area and say, just stay out of here.
Right, right. Okay. All right. That's just about going to wrap it up for us tonight. Once again, we invite you to go to our Facebook page and check out the portraits and also some Valentine's Day stuff we've already got up there as well. And don't forget Trump 2020 Club, okay? And just real quick, anything special happening over there?
First of all, I want to say thank you for a full year. Your listeners have always been there when we did the I-4 projects, all these different things, so we appreciate the opportunity. Most importantly, I appreciate that we get to keep the president's agenda out there for America through programs like yours and the Trump 20 Club. It's all about keeping that momentum wrangled and moving in the right direction, so we really, truly appreciate it. If people come to the page, we make announcements all the time on different things that we're doing and ways to get involved and engaged. And so we appreciate the opportunity. I really think it's going to be a great partnership. And I appreciate U.S. Marine and Southern Nissan. He was a great supporter throughout the campaign, and now he's going to be a post-campaign supporter, and we appreciate that.
Absolutely.
I love his name, U.S. Marine.
And it's his name.
Yeah, we're not kidding around.
No, that's great.
So once again, Sutherland Nissan. Located on East Colonial Drive, right there at Chickasaw Trail. They got a big, beautiful showroom there, and they can take care of whatever you need to get that car in your driveway. They can help you do it. And when you're in the market, at least give them a chance. If you've never driven a Nissan before, maybe you've been missing out. I mean, one of my first cars was a 240Z, Datsun 240.
Really?
Whoa, boy, that's
back
when you were, that's when you were cool,
day.
Chris.
Oh, boy, I tell you what. Hey, we would take on Corvettes with that thing and a little stuff.
Yeah. Lucky to be around.
We'd get them off the
little
line.
GTO.
that little Z would get the vets off the line, but then about 50 feet down the road, that vet would go, foo!
Later.
Anyway, thanks again, Randy, for you and what you're doing with the Trump 2020 Club. And that's Trump 2020 Club on Facebook, American Adversaries on Facebook, AmericanAdversaries.com. If you missed the interview earlier with Ashley Moody, you'll be able to go to our archive tomorrow night and hear that. That was in the first hour of the show. She's a finely qualified candidate for state attorney general. Larry Elder's up next. Good night, everybody.
Good night.